Yes.
And ever since, I've been pooping green.
What?
I've been pooping green.
You can poop in green.
Green poopies?
Yes.
Lots and lots of green poopies, and I went to a doctor, and he told me to go back 48 hours to see what I ate. And
yes.
The only thing I could think of is the takeout from your restaurant.
When is that?
I got takeout Sunday afternoon. Oh.
Sunday afternoon.
And ever since, I've been pooping green.
What did you order, sir?
Beef and broccoli.
Beef and broccoli.
And I've been pooping green ever since. Have you ever dry heaved from your butt before?
No.
Oh, my God. After all the green poop he left, I was still getting the squirts, but nothing was coming out. Oh.
I think after all this couple of days, you are the only one complaining. Let me know about this thing.
Well, the doctor suggests that I come down with some of the green poopy and maybe you could identify it.
Mm-hmm.
We could throw it in a strainer, and maybe if you could identify the broccoli, things will be okay. Oh.
It's okay. If you can come down with it.
Have you ever pooped green?
No.
It's not fun, let me tell you.
Yeah, I know something like that. This would be pretty bad, too, you know?
Well, I got green racing stripes in my underwear.
Jesus Christ.
It's not fun. Are you laughing at me, sir?
No, I'm not. I'm just, you know.
Oh, I'm turning into a Play-Doh fun factory.
Jesus Christ.
Lots and lots of green poopies.
What should it be?
Wait a minute, I'm going to be dry even from my butt again. Listen to this. Oh, see, nothing comes out.
Yeah, but why don't you go back to the doctor again, see what the doctor can identify with, what is it? Because we're not in the medical staff, we cannot identify anything about those things.
You've never heard of green poopies before?
No, never. This is the first case I can hear about it.
Yeah. Would you like to hear another dry heat from the pot?
I think this would be good enough.
Well, let me do one more. I'm in the bathroom with the cellular phone. Did you hear that?
Yes, I hear you.
Oh, God. Wow, this is exhilarating. Welcome to the Opie and Anthony Show.
Well, yeah.
Toll free, 877-692-1027. We especially want to hear from everyone that was at the all-day road show in Asbury Park, New Jersey on Saturday. Out of hand. 877-692-1027. How are you, my friend?
Almost at 100%. I'm almost back. My God.
Was that the best road show we've done?
It was the sickest.
The sickest, without a doubt.
The most depraved.
Most depraved, sure.
I saw stuff. You go to, like, Thailand to see stuff like we saw. You have to go to Thailand
and
pay good money.
I want to thank the fine folks of Beirut for having us.
Was that where we were?
Pretty much.
Wow.
They said it was Jersey, but it looked more like Kosovo.
It was a Sarajevo by the sea, is what they call it. Whew. Poor Asbury Park.
Now, let me start by saying, because a lot of cities listening to us that obviously couldn't get to the roadshow on Saturday.
Yeah.
We do this from time to time. We just let it all hang out, and we want to go over everything that went on at the roadshow. It'll be interesting listening for sure, especially when we get all our callers piping in with what they saw.
Yeah.
There are pictures to see everywhere, so you could kind of play along at home. You go to WNEW.com, there's at least 100 pictures up there,
mm-hmm.
with another 150 coming up real soon. Foundrymusic.com, FoundryMusic.com, has, I don't know, where's Steve? Steve, how many video clips do you have from the Roadshow alone?
In the past couple of days, I've made about 25, and I'll go home tonight and make another 15 or 20 or so.
And you have a ton of pictures as well.
Another 100 or so pictures that I have to put up tonight.
And then I'm reading email, and guys are getting BJs all over the place.
I the thing was so sprawling. Like, there was so much going on in different areas. I didn't even realize that they had that freak box set up.
Yeah.
That was way in the back. I heard stories about what was going on in the freak box. Now, people were able to watch on a video monitor what was going on in the freak box.
Yeah, if you don't know what the freak box is, it's from alltrue.com. It's this little box. You go inside with, your girlfriend or whatever, and you do whatever you want, and they film it. But they have, like, a monitor outside the freak box so everyone around could check out what you're doing in the freak box.
Why then go into a place that you think is private? Why not just get out and do what they were doing right there in front of the crowd? Because I heard there were Hummers galore and some butt munching.
Yeah, well, here's one, just one of many emails that came in today. This is from Glennie. Hey, guys, I was in the freak box getting a Hummer during your show Saturday. I was checking to see if you know anything about that, if there were a lot of couples getting Hummers in there.
Yeah, some guy came up to me and goes, did you see the freak box? I'm like, no. He goes, I was watching the video. There was a guy, he went in with his girl, just disrobed and put his face where, you just wouldn't want to maybe put a face in that heat anyway. And it was going on and people were watching it.
Yeah.
Digging it.
Yeah. Another email I read, a guy went in there and all his buds were checking him out outside the freak box.
Egging him on.
No, but supposedly, I wish I had the email or the guy would call. He was twisting his junk around and around and around.
Well, that's what you need.
And this guy writes, I know it's not the coolest thing to, like, check out your guy's, your friend's junk. But he goes, you don't understand how cool it was because it was just so bizarre and so freaked out.
How drunk do you have to be? So you get to the point where you can twist your junk around.
He just kept twisting it around and around and around. And
like
then,
a doorknob? Everything?
And I think there might have been a girl in there. They were reenacting that porno that we talked about.
Oh, the one with
time.
The... Yeah, but that guy was dead.
Yeah.
It was a real dead guy in the original porno. And the woman's twisting his yam bag around and then picking him up by it.
Right.
The whole thing is the guy's dead.
Right.
He's not going to feel the pain.
And the best part of that porno, you have no idea the guy's dead.
No, until they pull the camera back.
And you see the guy just laying
his eyes, they're just glazed over, and he's dead. I guess it was in a funeral home or something. Quite entertaining to watch.
All right, why don't we go to the phones? We have like 20 things we got to get through. But all good, without a doubt.
Gee, go figure. Our audience, and we ran out of beer. We completely the place was dry. When we left.
What friggin' audience, man. Well, you ready for this? Over 4,000 people at the Roadshow, first of all. Yeah, we ran out of beer to the point that there were some weird brands of beer being floated around because that's all they had left.
Newcastle
was all that was left.
Newcastle. All I know is at the end of the day, Ben handed me a warm Newcastle beer. And I drank it.
At that point, what are you going to do?
Yeah, come on. You got a part.
A big FU going out to Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Why? They were there.
They were the sponsor of the event, right? Right, Ben? They brought like 20 cases.
That's it?
Mike's Hard Lemonade ran out in less than an hour.
It was gone.
Gone in less than an hour. Goes to show you how good the product is, I guess, but you would think they would have brought more with them.
See, the running out of beer cost me dearly because then I had to go into the bar area and switch to Captain Morgan and Coke, which, I don't know, you could usually fit in maybe 3 beers for every 1 Captain Morgan and Coke. And I was really feeling no pain by the end of the day. Got to tell you that.
Yeah. All right, let's start with Woodsy. Woodsy, what's up?
Yo, what's going on, guys?
Hey, man.
Yo, what was up with that girl with the 70s Earth Mama Muff?
Holy Jesus.
That was sick.
That was, I'll say, it was hot.
I haven't seen anything going on.
I thought I've seen it all. I haven't seen a...
Opie, I got your face on video camera when you saw that. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
All right, that girl was with Liz, who ended up winning the wet T-shirt contest. Right. It was her friend. They were both two cute, real cute little girls, nice bodies. They were on stage in the wet T-shirt contest.
Smoking bodies.
And just started making out like crazy, and they started ripping each other's clothes off. And
Liz completely shaved clean.
Nothing there. And then a friend pulls down her bathing suit and was just like, woo.
Don King's head in a leg lock.
It's like Abraham Lincoln's beard.
No joke. It was what? 4 to 5 inches long?
It was long. It looked like she shaved it in like a very thick landing strip.
Yeah.
But she didn't trim the hairs that were left.
Right.
You need a lawnmower to trim that thing.
And we're used to seeing, you know, we see a lot of that with the girls flashing and the very in right now to be completely shaved clean. Or at least have a little mohawk or something.
A little tough.
When she pulled that little dress thing down.
Oh, my God.
We were like, everyone went, oh, you heard the crowd go, woo, like that loud, woo.
Yeah, it was a very strange reaction. It wasn't like, wow, that's hot or that's disgusting. It was just
right out of an old 70s porno movie.
Yeah, how about that girl in the pool that was in the pool all day Saturday?
Well, there was stuff going on in that pool.
That was DNA evidence like you've never seen before.
I hope that pool was just thrown away.
Vomit.
There's no disinfecting what was going on in that pool.
Yeah, we had this lesbian pool. We should have put it somewhere else in the venue, but we live and learn. It was right in front of the stage. And
the front row could see it, and we could see
it. That's right, I was right there, back in the front row.
But if you were in the back area of the venue, go to WNEW.com. There's about 100 pictures of what was going on in the lesbian pool. Un-effing believable.
All right, hey, Ann. Hey. Nice costume when you're performing.
Thank you, yes.
Take it easy, guys.
My John Travolta white suit.
All right, let's go to... speaking of Liz, who won the wet T-shirt contest with her friend with the big, huge 70s Earth Mama muff. Liz, what's up?
Guys, I think I'm still hungover.
Congratulations, our winner.
Thank you so much. I had so much fun. Oh, my God. And I'm $1,000 richer.
Well, we had a wet T-shirt contest. Yeah, first place was $1,000. And I must say, a lot of pigs in the contest.
You know, we thought... with a $1,000 prize, we were going to get ringers. Just chicks that they would come up there and the crowd would just freak out at their beauty and their buxom bosoms. What a collection of slobs made their way up to the stage. There were a few really hot ones. Liz, you were one of them.
Thank you.
And I don't know what. Every time Opie made another announcement that the next chick was coming up, because I couldn't really see, I was on the other side of the stage. And I'm looking, going, oh, please, let this be one that, like, turns the contest around. Oh, my God, Jesus Christ.
No. I had a tough time announcing some of the girls because I was laughing uncontrollably as they're coming, making their way
and
from
the backstage
area.
And they walk up, and then they're getting pissed off when the audience is going, boo. Right. They look like, all right, well, screw you guys. No, it's a wet T-shirt contest.
Yeah, so Liz won the whole thing, not because she might have the nicest boobs, not to take away from anything you have.
Wait a minute.
Not to take anything away from you. You're beautiful.
Thank you.
Let's face it, you... wait.
There's a picture of 48 catches my face in it.
All right, hold on. I don't even know if that made the radio. But Liz got completely naked and started touching herself.
We could see that. She was going wild. And and she pissed off some of the other contestants.
Yeah.
That girl hit me.
Yeah, there was violence backstage that you guys missed because some of the girls felt that they should have won the contest because they were legit, you know. And a few of the girls came up to me, and I was biting my tongue. I'm like, come on, look at yourself in the mirror. Did you think you had a chance?
The rules of our wet T-shirt contests are no rules. So
well,
if the crowd, by a show of applause, picks the winner, and you got the most applause... Did you get it because of your wet T-shirt? I don't think so.
I don't think I ever had it on, actually.
I know. I saw a picture. I popped up a picture on WNEW.com, and it's just you on stage completely naked. There's another completely naked girl next to you. And, of course, that's going to win. Nudity rules.
Hey, what was up with your friend with the 70s Earth Mama Bush?
You know, all right, that was the first time we'd ever touched each other. That's the first time I'd ever seen her, like, below the belt naked.
Yeah.
And I hope somebody has my face on camera, too, because I was shocked myself.
Did you talk to her about that? Did you talk to her?
We did. We discussed that later.
And what did you? What advice did you give her?
I don't know. I
no,
really
because Anthony...
She's a lifeguard, too. She sits around in a bathing suit all day.
No, but Anthony explained it perfectly. It's not like she's letting the whole area go. It was just a mohawk that was really long.
Oh, you could tell if she didn't shave the sides of that, that would be by her hips. It would look like she was wearing black furry panties.
The woman who got more pissed off about anything issue with the tattoos is actually a good friend of mine's mother, and I know her very well, and she was the one ranting and raving that I won backstage.
She was so pissed off that
you
won.
She's my friend's mom. She should be proud of me.
Well, she was pissed that you won. Yeah. She was pissed.
Yeah.
She started hitting Liz. And
no,
then
that was some other fat girl punched me and was like, you only won because you touched yourself, bitch.
Yeah, there was violence
and
going on back then.
I was hotter than she was. But.
Like, we had to get people to protect Liz at one point because the girls wanted you bad.
That other chick, the blonde biker chick with the tattoos, started bitching that she's saying, I'm going to have Opie and Anthony arrested because you're not supposed to have boobs and beers in the same place. And she's going off. And I'm just like, what? Did you think you had a shot? Honestly. When you got a completely naked little Liz out there on stage, you got to do above and beyond the call of duty.
A lot of instant feedback coming in. Funny thing is, that pool was the cleanest thing in Asbury Park.
Yeah,
no doubt. Pool. I'm from 10 minutes from there, and no doubt all the black people were walking around wondering who all this clan of white people in wow shirts was.
Yeah, all of a sudden we invaded their town, and just like everyone's getting naked, having sex. It's like some kind of a big orgy.
All right, Liz. Thank you.
All right. I'm going to stop by Thursday.
All right. Cool.
All right, bye.
Bye. Big F, you going out to NJ Strawberry for that message board.
Why?
Opie, stop over-exaggerating. I love you, man, but you do it every effing time. There was only about 1,000 people there.
Sorry.
Ben, how many people clicked through the door at the Stone Pony?
3,800 something.
3,800.
38 and change.
Officially, not counting the people that just snuck in on their own. So I do believe over 4,000 is the accurate figure.
Strawberry.
Jesus. Toll free 877-692-1027. Let's go to Crazy Paul. Paul, what's up, man?
Yo, what's happening, Opie?
Hey.
All right, the first thing I want to discuss is some of the non-sexual things that were happening there.
Okay.
Paul the friggin' pilot is absolutely a nut. The guy was like, I never seen anything like that. He wants to take Anthony in a plane with him. Anthony's like, no effing way, I ain't going in there with him.
All right, you know, hold on, Paul, we're going to explain that. Hold on.
I like, when I get on a plane, I like handing him my ticket. I like looking at a pilot that's got the gray on the sides, maybe. Maybe he flew in Vietnam or Desert Storm or something. I get to my destination. I get off the plane. I don't need things flipping over. I don't need him climbing to the point that the plane just stops moving forward, tips over, and spirals down toward the beach.
Yeah, the deal was, it wasn't just lesbianism going on at the road show. We had an air show going on above our heads with Paul the pilot.
Paul the pilot.
Absolutely insane.
And a few near misses.
Holy gee. Yeah, Paul the pilot, he does the skywriting for us. He's got a great plane, and it's an aerobatic plane, and it's got the smoke on it so he could write wow in the sky wherever we want him to do it. He was doing an aerobatic show that was great. The only problem is there were other planes over the beach towing those banners, doing about 3 miles an hour in the wind.
Going into the wind.
Like, eh. And here comes like Stuka bomber Paul the pilot screaming down on him after he does a hammerhead stall above the crowd. And then he sees the traffic and it's like, wah! He flies out of the picture, waits for the plane to pass, and then comes back with some more just loops and spins. It was really cool to watch.
Yeah, I swear, one time when we were standing there, when he was doing like the barrel rolls straight down towards the ground, I thought he was going to crash right into the whole freaking ground.
I've never seen people do stalls that low before. Like, usually you get a lot of altitude and you climb up real high, and it leaves you a lot of time to recover. This guy, like, right on the water, he's recovering from these stalls.
It was amazing.
Okay, that was number one. Number two, Gorilla Boy, Jeff Norris.
Yeah.
Why did he come in at the nick of time after Voss was, like, laying into him?
Yeah.
And just toss that son of a bitch right into that dirty friggin' pool.
Well, we got to explain that. Rich Voss did a set for us, a comedy set. He did a really good job. And, you know, him and Norris have this thing going on. They kind of hate each other. And Voss was making fun of how bad Norris is on stage and doing all his Norris bashing. And then at the end of the set, I didn't even know Gorilla Boy was there, Jeff Norris. Jeff Norris comes running, grabs Rich, and throws him into the lesbian pool, ruining his cell phone.
Yep. Anyway, it was a great show, guys. Thanks for having me there. And Anthony, one more thing.
Yeah.
When your band is playing, and I've told you this for 3 years in a row, shut up and play the music!
Yeah, cool.
Later, guys.
All right, Paul. Thank you. Let's go to Kelly. Kelly, what's up? Kelly.
Oh, hi, guys.
Hi, what's up?
I was in the wet t-shirt contest.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It's okay. I don't mind losing. I just wasn't willing to go as far as the other girls.
Do we have pictures of you so we know which one you were?
Yeah. I think it's number 40.
Number 40 on what? WNEW.com?
Yeah.
All right, let me take a quick look.
We got to see who we're talking to.
I like when we can all play at home. Here we go. Next set, 40. Oh, 40. That's you right there. Okay.
Turn around. Let me see real fast because I don't have it on mine.
I remember
here.
Her.
Oh, yeah. You were all right, man.
Sure.
We liked you. Right. No, we liked you.
And we were. I think the crowd was egging her on to lose those the jeans.
Yeah, I took them off.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Where's that picture? Well, you had panties on or something, right?
Yeah,
that's
wasn't
cool.
Going to go all the way.
See, to Liz's credit, man, it just goes to show you. We forgot about most of the other stuff that was going on because she went the distance.
Yep.
You have fun up there, at least?
It was interesting. I've never done anything like that before in my life.
Yeah?
Yeah, we were representing opianthony.com.
Cool.
Good job.
Thank you.
Yeah, very good job. There was a bunch of women that emailed us and said that was the first time they ever kissed a woman on stage. Because early on in the competition, how many ladies we have? Like 40?
Almost 40, yeah.
There was, I think Liz and her friend started the trend. Liz and her friend started just making out and going at it. And then all the other girls were like, oh, my God, if I'm going to have a shot here,
yeah,
I'm going to have to, like, you know, team up with one of these other girls and start making out. So all the girls just started making out on stage, and half of them never did that before.
The goddamn retarded Laverne and Shirley entered the contest. Marion and Lady Di. And when they came up, I was horrified. And then they're wowing the crowd, thinking they had a shot.
Yeah.
The balls.
Yeah.
Then at the end of the show, when I got up there with the rest of the guys from my band, they get up and start dancing on the stage, just hammered. People are throwing stuff at them. Throwing stuff at them. They don't understand.
I thought it was hilarious, though. Their boobs hang right above their hips.
Yeah. Oh, they were hanging way low.
And there's pictures of both of them topless on WNEW.com and or foundrymusic.com.
All Marion kept saying was, all I had was two drinks. I've only had two drinks. And then I saw her again. She goes, I've only had three drinks. That's three drinks. I got to have a kind of a drink.
They ended up in the pool.
Yeah, they were in the lesbian pool. Ugh.
Yeah, that was pretty rude.
Ugh.
George, what's going on?
I hear Lady Di bit off some poor child's arm and it had to be pulled out. That wasn't her? Oh, I thought that was from the pool. Sorry.
We'll get into that story in a little while, though. George, what's up?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey.
All right, listen, hey, man, you know, everything goes out to Liz and everything and her friend, you know. Making out on stage is a beautiful thing, but does anybody at this show appreciate real raw talent? My wife was in the show, fellas. Picture number 11, okay? She was on my shoulders. Picture number 12. Picture number 14 in the pool.
Look, everyone knows the number of the picture they're
well,
in.
Well, come on. We're looking at the website. You know, so the next set. Here, going back to here. Let's go picture 43. Raw talent, fellas.
Let me see, Anthony.
Picture. Raw talent.
11, 12, 14, you said?
Yeah,
43.
14.
I'm going to go to 43.
43 was the finals.
There's 43.
Come on, dude. Even Opie. Come on. I saw you checking her out.
She's Hispanic. I have a soft spot for the Hispanic.
I know that. God bless you. I'm another Irishman with a Hispanic wife,
She's very cute.
Thank you very much.
Very good looking. And she had a nice set. Definitely.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. But, you know, we didn't bring a friend that she's associated with.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
These contests take on a life of their own. And that was what the people wanted to see. They are the final word.
All right. You're going to challenge. How about a re-challenge to Liz against her?
Yeah, we'll do it again very soon. That's for sure.
Okay, for
right,
sure. A big F you out to the beer guys at Stone Pony, man.
How do you run out of beer?
Hey, dude, I don't know. It was terrible. Halfway through, man, I was dying. If it wasn't for you guys hooking us up, you know.
Out.
It sucked.
All right, George, thank you.
Peace, bro.
If we can turn to picture, everybody, turn to picture 44 on NEW. Remember this chick in the lesbian pool?
44. There's you got to describe for the radio. The girl is completely naked.
Yeah, just sprawled out in the pool with this look of pleasure on her face because what you can't see is the other girl's face and where that is.
Right.
There was more just backdoor eating going on at this roadshow. It was in the booth, in the freak box, in the lesbian pool, on the stage. backdoor dining.
And people's cars in the trailer.
Oh, my God.
WNEW van.
You couldn't go anywhere without seeing this. I guess it's a new sensation that's hitting the nation. Backdoor munching.
You're
in
welcome.
Public. See, Norton, you started a trend here. People just love the back door. Can't get enough hiney.
We are just getting started. Paul the pilot's on hold. He wants to talk about the show. A bunch of the girls are calling in. Jim, one of the Nerds, one of the bands that we played, that we're playing there, the Nerds. Jim from the Nerds is calling in to give his Stalker Patty story. And he got to play with Dickie Betts, and we got a very interesting Dickie Betts story to tell you guys. You're crazy to turn off your radio today. There's a lot to get to. If you want to see the pictures from the roadshow, though, so you can play along, WNEW.com. We're adding pictures and videos by the hour. That's how many. I couldn't believe how many people had cameras and video camera. It was just ridiculous. It was absolutely ridiculous. FoundryMusic.com as well. FoundryMusic.com.
I'm just looking at the last Liz picture. They cut off the bottom part of it, but you see where her hand's going. And look at her face. There's the winning shot right there.
That's the winning shot for the wet T-shirt contest. There's no water involved, and there's no T-shirt.
A wet hand contest.
All right.
What a day.
Oh, by the way, Z100, we saw your stupid banner. Trust me, none of our listeners listen to your radio station, so I don't know what you were trying to do.
Paul, the pilot almost took your plane out.
Yeah, by flying a banner over our road show.
Imagine two planes crashing into Asbury Park, causing thousands of dollars in improvements.
Flying a Z100 banner over our road show, trying to get our listeners to listen to that station. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that'll happen. Yeah.
877-692-1027 as we go to break. A little taste of John Valby. Is that too loud? I could.
No, I can't hear myself too good, but hey, you can hear me, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Yank, my doodle, it's a dandy. Yank my doodle till I die. Make that shoot some fireworks, just like the 4th of July. I've got a Yankee doodle. I've had it since you rubbed my thigh. So yank my doodle if you please. That bulge is not a phony. Just stick your fingers up my stroke my macaroni. Yank my doodle, it's so big. Baby, it's a dandy. Stick that sucker in your mouth. You'll swear it tastes like candy. Yank my doodle, it's a dandy. Yank my doodle till I die. Lick my lizard till it's standing tall. Right through my hair. If you love Yankee Doodle, I've got one that I can spare. So yank my doodle till it comes and point it toward your boobies. They say the stuff is beauty cream. Let's make your boobies pretty. Yank my doodle, it's so big. Baby, it's a dandy. Jerk that turk and make it squirt and keep a Kleenex handy. Yank my doodle, it's a dandy. Yank my doodle till I die. Yeah.
All right. John Bell,
a little warmer up.
Weezer. Hashpipe. There was an article in the paper today.
Yeah.
What a waste of time and waste of space. One of the guys that writes about radio in New York City did a whole column today on radio stations and how they're not backselling their music. We hear the songs and don't know who did them. What a waste of space. That's all that's happening in New York radio, that you got to spend all that room in a paper talking about the fact that DJs aren't backselling tunes. Who wrote that expose? And then they're getting, like, quotes from CBS FM, which plays the oldies.
CBS.
And they're bitching because those jocks aren't backselling the oldies. If you don't know what those songs are and who did them by now, then, you know.
Those are ancient. My God, I heard one of the jocks and they're going, CBS FM, where you don't have to be 21 to enjoy the music. It's like, that's how you're selling the station?
Thank you. I love this, please. Right. What am I listening to? What a coincidence. The frequency for the station's 101, and that's how old I am.
Jesus Christ.
Toll free, 877-692-1027. We're talking about the road show we had Saturday in Beirut, better known as Asbury Park, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Is there a nice section to Asbury Park? I really don't know.
No. It's an impoverished little town.
The whole town is, it looks like that?
I was completely fascinated by Asbury Park after going there and seeing it.
Did anyone take pictures of the buildings around us?
Mm.
That would be unbelievable to check out.
You could check them out on websites. Just put in Asbury Park. You'll hear depressing story after depressing story and see photos of the buildings that were there when it was in its heyday. And the same buildings now just dilapidated. I stayed. I went Friday night. I got a hotel room, believe it or not. And I stayed Saturday night because I sure as hell wasn't driving home. And unbelievable. The town, just nothing there. Everything's gutted, boarded up. It's just a great story if you look it up on the web about corruption and bankruptcy and shady real estate deals that just took a shore city that was doing well at one point and just put it right down the crapper. It's amazing.
And in the middle of the hellhole was the Stone Pony where we were doing the road show.
The legendary Stone Pony.
I was on my cell phone and Ben was, you know, talking to me as I was driving in.
Mm-hmm.
Ben could hear the fear in my voice.
I thought I was going to get carjacked. You were so funny. Like, where the hell am I, you know?
We had the top down, and I'm thinking, that I'm an easy shot for a sniper right now.
And listening to the phone call as you're driving is just scary, because I know you were scared, right?
I was...
It's a bad neighborhood.
I was a little concerned.
I'm making a left, Ben. Where's the club? Where is... Oh, my God! What's that? What's that? I'm in... Wait a minute. Oh, my God, a red light. I don't care. I got it. Ben, where are you? Josh! I know I shouldn't have come here! Josh! What does that mean?
Yeah, what does the smiling clown mean?
That's Tilly.
Tilly the clown?
Yeah.
Oh.
There's actually a Save Tilly Foundation out there, because they don't want that building knocked down, the Paradise, because it's some kind of landmark. You know, Bruce put something on a T-shirt, and all of a sudden, it's a landmark.
I don't know. There was a Triple X theater right there. And
yeah.
We needed stuff for the road show, you know, because we forgot mats for the cat fighting, and we needed more beer, all sorts of little things. And we want to send it out some of the guys to get us stuff for the road show. Everyone started laughing at us. They're like, there's not another building around here.
I would love to have the plywood concession for Asbury Park. That's about the only people making money in Asbury Park are the people that sell plywood. Because every store was boarded up.
Insane. And,
oh, my God. You're driving down the neighborhood, too, before you get to the beach, the neighborhood? Holy jeez. Holy Jesus. Something tells me there's not many corporate bigwigs living in that neighborhood.
No.
It was a little rough. And, yes, I know, Rick, they do sit on the porch. I know. What?
I didn't say anything.
It is such a bad neighborhood that they don't let the locals on the beach. Let's just put it that way. They don't let the locals on the beach. You have to buy a beach ticket.
How do you screw a town up that's right on the water like that? Like, it's prime beachfront real estate. I woke up Sunday afternoon, early evening, and I look out the window, and I see the beach, and there's no one there. It's a summer day. It's hot. No one's on the beach.
A lot of locals on, and you got to buy a beach ticket. So who the hell is...
And no tourist wants to go there and lay the blanket out with their family.
No.
Maybe out of... National Lampoon's Vacation, that would be a place for him to go.
The last scene in The Warriors, that's what Asbury Park Beach is like.
Right. The Warriors, the last scene.
Roof!
They're walking down the beach and there's no one there. Roof!
I got an obscure reference. If you play the video game Silent Hill, or did, because now that game's pretty old,
yeah.
There's a section where it's a rundown amusement park.
Yep.
That's Asbury Park right there, man. right there.
It's something.
Rich Voss had a great line. He did a set on stage, and he was talking about how much the place stinks.
He goes, this place is great if you're a bullet.
Right. He says something like this. He goes, I was on the boardwalk, and I saw a shark swimming by with tumors. This place
tumors.
Stinks.
The hotel that we were looking at from the stage, you could see it if you looked off to the left. It looked exactly like the scene out of Full Metal Jacket, the sniper scene,
mm-hmm.
where they were going after the sniper in the building.
Yeah.
Swear to God, I was waiting for a shot to ring out.
Insane. But we're talking about the road show. If you want to play along, because you weren't there, if you're from Cleveland or Columbus or Sacramento or Dallas or Chicago. A lot of people from Philly, though.
Yeah, Philly people showed up.
You guys got to treat the Philly people a little better than you did, because we're all one big happy family.
Goddamn
it's
New York.
It's us against everyone else.
Jersey.
We need the support.
We got anyone from Philly out there? And they raise their hands and yelling, holding up their beers. The rest of the crowd, boo! Come on. Open your arms.
Go to WNEW.com. There's now about 200 pictures from the road show. FoundryMusic.com has video clips that are worth checking out. We got to go back to the phones. Everyone has a story. Here's one of the nerds. The nerds played. They kicked ass. They could play any song out there. And they were a lot of fun to check out. And this is Jim. Jim, what's up?
How you doing?
Which nerd are you?
I'm the singer, the bass player.
Oh, yeah, sure.
He's the head nerd.
We're still recovering. That was the most amazing thing we've ever seen. We've been doing this forever. But never in front of that many men. First of all, it was like the Blues Brothers when they roll the credits at the end in the prison.
You know, the funny thing is, though, today when we were talking in the back office, we said more women showed up at this event than the others. It's starting to turn a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. But listen to this. First of all, we're up there. We're playing all this rock stuff. Then Rick comes over and he hands me a note. Says, hey, do you guys still play the Britney Spears tune? So we go, yeah, okay. So the next song we do, we're doing it, Hit Me Baby One More Time. Now there's guys in front of me. Some of them want to kill me. Some of them want to pin my ankles behind my head. And we're trying to figure out which would be worse.
Yeah, that song didn't get quite the response.
It doesn't help that you're dressed up like a nerd to begin with.
Not at all.
Right.
Not at all. Not impressive.
Yeah.
But we finish the set, and we walk. I walk up the stage, and Stalker Patty comes up.
Oh, my God. Yes.
I swear to God. She goes, I just want to tell you that I thought you guys played very, very well. Says, you kind of remind me of the Ruddles. I love the Ruddles.
The Ruddles?
The Ruddles, which was like a takeoff on the Beatles.
Yeah,
like
Monty Python
guys.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she says, I think I'm going to be the same way with you now, so you may be seeing me around a bit.
Oh, boy.
Good. I got that going for me.
Pulling her stalker duties off on you guys now.
Great.
It was amazing, though. We've never seen anything like that.
Right on, Jim.
Thanks for having us on there.
Hey, I got to ask you, what about Dickie Betts, man?
Forget it. Dickie Betts' experience is, I don't think I've ever seen our guitarist smile quite that ear to ear.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah.
That was great. We were just waiting and hoping that he'd show up in time.
Well, the deal was Dickie Betts played the Stone Pony after our road show. He was
and
around.
It must have been a beer-free night of Dickie Betts because there was none left.
Yeah, he was around, and we were having a tough time getting him to the stage. All of a sudden, like, his management is coming up to Ben and going, could you have Opie and Anthony announce on stage that Dickie would like to meet some of the fine young ladies here?
But he's got his wife there with him.
Well,
I didn't know that.
So we make that announcement, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you guys are in the middle of your second, was it the first set, I guess? I don't even know.
Mm.
It's a blur, whatever. And all of a sudden, Dickie Betts starts stumbling around backstage. He showed up out of nowhere,
yeah.
Straps on a guitar, and walks out and just starts jamming Ramblin' Man.
Yeah.
And you guys did what, about a 30-minute version of Ramblin' Man?
Oh, it was amazing.
Oh, it was the edited version of Ramblin' Man, only 30 minutes long.
The northern version.
Yeah.
Only 16 solos.
Those songs take up album sides.
It was definitely a highlight. But we're hearing things about Dickie Betts after he performed with you guys.
Uh-huh.
Well, we kept him on stage for the wet T-shirt contest.
Yeah.
And then he just disappeared.
At one point during the wet T-shirt contest, he brings his wife front and center on the stage and kind of, like, with his arm kind of swings it towards her as if he's presenting her. You know what I mean?
Offering her up.
Right. And I think he expected her to lift her top. And she had no part as she was going to, like, punch him.
Because he was not happy with our contestants and basically wanted to say, look, my wife is
right.
Better than any of these ladies. And, yeah, right. You're right. He thought she was going to
Very
fly.
Shortly after that, they disappeared from the stage.
Uh-huh.
Then I went back to the bar area because that's where the beer was. And I see security run out the back door. Every single one of them. This wasn't like, you know, there was a little fight going on and one security guy left. The whole security squad from the Stone Pony ran out one door. And I'm like, whoa, this must be a riot going on or something. So one of them comes back. And I go, what happened? And this is the story the security guy tells me.
Oh, man, Dickie's smacking the crap out of his wife.
I'm like, what?
He said, Dickie Betts had a little problem. He's upset, and I think he's...
Was he back in his room or on the bus?
I don't know. Probably on the bus. Probably on the bus. I don't know, but every security guy just ran out there, though, and just started trying to
get the situation under hand. See? That's the Dickie you want to remember. He's still rocking, though. Come on, we don't know what he was doing. I didn't see it.
Look what I did to you again.
Yeah, you like that, don't you, bitch?
Shut up, dummy. Shut up, dummy.
So that's what we're hearing.
You're a little bitch. That's right. You're a bitch, and I bet you'd like to suck it, wouldn't you?
When I heard that, I was just like, all right, there goes the Dickie Betts we all know. Let's go to Matt.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Matt.
So I work with Alltrue with the Freak Box.
Alltrue.com. Oh, yeah. We had the Freak Box there. We could go in and do whatever you want.
And people did whatever they wanted to.
Yeah.
But I must say that there was one incident that was actually dedicated toward Opie, and it was little Tookus Lingus.
Tookus Lingus going on in the Freak Box.
And I think you guys...
Was it girl on guy, guy on girl, girl on girl?
It was girl on guy. It was kind of 20, like maybe 22-year-old.
You left one out, Opie.
What's that?
No, that's okay.
But yeah, they left you out of it. It's like this 20-something-year-old couple kind of strolls up wearing their J. Crew outfits, looking very conservative.
Uh-huh.
And I walk away thinking, this is lame. I'm going to go find some wet T-shirted girls to bring in the box.
Yeah.
And next thing I know, there's about 15 guys holding some drinks, standing around, pointing at the monitor, laughing. And this guy looks at the camera and says, this one's for Opie. Positions the girl just right, pulls away the G-string, and takes a little bite of the brown sunshine. So you guys have started an epidemic. It wasn't Sex in the City. It was you guys.
So when is all this footage going to be on alltrue.com?
All of it will never be on alltrue.com.
Oh, no, really?
99.9% of it will be on probably Thursday or Friday. We'll send you the links. You can put them all over your websites and stuff.
Can you dub us off a copy?
We can probably do that.
What about the guy who was twisting his junk over and over again?
That was me, actually. No, I left at 3:30. I had to get back into the city, but I hear that I missed the wet T-shirt contest and that. And a bunch of Mendy got in there.
Big Bud Mendy, yeah.
I mean, we had to basically, you know, get two guys grabbing under the sides of the doors, 1 foot on each cheek.
Boom. Lube it up with some Crisco.
Basically. But I must say, that was one hell of a party. And your fans are crazy and insane, but they were pretty cool. Very cool people.
We love them. They were well-behaved. I mean, we know how to party, but we also know how to, you know, keep it under control for the most part.
It was a control that I control.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's what we like.
You know what people, when they get out of control, it's when they want to do something and they're not allowed.
No holds barred.
Like, if you want to do something, they just did it.
Yeah.
It's like no one was saying, don't do anything.
Hey, Matt, when is that going to be up on alltrue.com? Because Anne-Marie's asking on line one.
Well, I mean, I'm going to try to get it up on Wednesday.
All right, let us know, so then we'll tell everyone it's up and ready to go.
Definitely will, guys. Thanks a lot.
All right, Matt, thanks.
See you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Dickie Betts should have called me up. I'd have given her the best punch I threw in my whole effing life.
That's what they're saying. There was a scene going on with Dickie and his wife.
Then I guess he played later that night.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Paul the Pilot, what's up?
Hey, guys, what's up?
You're a lunatic, man.
Oh, my God. Hey, you know, I've signed a lot of autographs in my day, but I never signed ass before.
Oh, you signed some ass?
Oh, yeah.
Did it have any saliva marks on it?
Felt tip marker. It's still on there today.
Wow, you did a great job.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I saw some of those
aerobatic moves. And then, did you have to clear the area when some of those planes came through?
No, what we did is we landed at O'Leary and talked to the guys, the banner tower guys. They knew we were going to be there.
Yeah.
And I had my ground crew was in the crowd down there with a radio talking to me, and we knew where the banner towers were the whole time. They knew where we were.
Do you laugh at the banner towing guys?
I'll tell you what. I did smoke the Z-100.
Yeah. Did you smoke
them? I got in front of them and turned some smoke on the way back to the airport and let them know how I felt.
Bunch of idiots. They think that's going to help their radio station by flying a Z-100 banner over our road show.
I'm surprised. I'll tell you what, too. That place, it does look like Beirut from the air.
I bet from the air. You know, that's a great perspective. From the air, doesn't it look like you might as well be in an F-15 or something?
It looks like they dropped a bomb on the town. It was just billboarded windows and doors and everything everywhere. And
holes in the ceiling.
Buildings that didn't have any roofs. It was pretty amazing. I couldn't believe it.
All right.
But just to let you guys know, we did it all by the book as far as the flight went. So
you rocked.
Yeah, cool. You guys got to come up to the air show.
We saw what you could do. You gave us a free one.
No. I do it in an ultralight at the air show, and it's a lot lower.
An ultralight?
Yeah. I'm the only one that does it in an ultralight.
It's like hopping in a Volkswagen, though, after you're in that plane.
Paul, you're insane. thanks for helping us out.
No problem, guys. Anytime.
All right, Paul.
All right, take it easy.
Dory, one of the Stone Pony bartenders, wants to fill us in on the Dickie Betts situation. Dory.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, what's up?
Hi, I was a bartender at the Stone Pony. I was working at the middle bar.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. I'm very excited to have you guys there. Dickie Betts was wasted at that show.
Oh, really?
Completely wasted.
He was?
He was. He apparently that night, I left right after your guys' show, but that night apparently he was like stumbling around on stage and it was a really bad show.
What? Oh, come on. Legendary Dickie Betts.
Well, that's why the Allman Brothers, you know, got rid of him. They fired him by fax.
Right on.
Oh, by fax?
Absolutely.
By fax. That's how much they, you know, they had it with him.
Well, what happened with his wife? Did he beat her up or not?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't know what the extent of that was. Nobody really spoke about it too much.
Some people, that might just be how he warms up for a gig.
Yeah.
You know, you got to loosen up, maybe.
Right.
Well, I tell you, when the beer ran out, I felt like hitting somebody. It was getting to be
Dory,
edgy.
Dory, what happened, man? We ran out of beer.
I know, man. I don't know what happened. All I know is they said that we were going to have enough beer
because the
beer truck was there, and nobody wanted the draft beer. Nobody wanted it, so we ran out of everything.
Do you know how much beer we went through?
I have no idea. I could find out.
Yeah, okay.
Could find out for you. I also wanted to defend Asbury Park. I live 6 blocks from Asbury.
Yeah.
I'm white, okay? You know, I live in this town. It's like a really great place, and it's cool, and it, you know, it's like more bohemian than you think. That's just like the downtown area.
Dory, no exaggeration. When I was driving in, I did not see one white person.
Okay.
Not one.
Well, next time you're in town, you can stop by my place. We'll hang out and smoke a bowl.
What's wrong with that, Opie? You don't sound like there's a problem with that.
It was just a little strange. I was out of my element, that's for sure.
Hey, and Dory, what's up with the beach passes? They don't let the locals on the beach?
No beach in New Jersey lets locals on the beach. You always have to pay for the beaches in New Jersey. They're public beaches.
Huh.
So you everyone has to pay all down the Jersey Shore.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
All right, Dory.
Yeah. Right on, guys. Thank you very much. I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
She helped us out big time. Sue wants, and she's, Sue, what's the matter?
Sue. Hi. Yeah, this is Sue. Who's this?
It's Opie and Anthony.
Hi.
You're in our Moms That Like to F contest.
Yeah.
You got eliminated, but you were one of the 10 finalists.
I was what?
You were eliminated from that contest.
From the MILF contest?
Yeah. We're down to our last five moms, and we want people to vote today.
Sorry to hear that.
We're going to announce the winner on Wednesday.
You know why I'm calling in?
Why, Sue?
Because my husband just called me up a while ago, and he said that you guys said that when I went up and did the wet T-shirt contest, I was complaining and I was trying to sue the studio, and you called me a biker bitch.
Who said that,
Opie? That's not true. I don't know.
Sue.
I didn't have the station on.
I was
working and I didn't hear it.
All right, Sue, this is what I heard from some of the ladies in the wet T-shirt contest. After the competition, you pushed one lady, Liz. You got pissed at her because she won the contest.
No, not at all.
And
whoever said that is...
And a couple other girls said you went up to him and was being pretty... And you said that you're going to sue or call the cops on...
No, I have to defend myself. Who am I talking to, Opie or Anthony?
Both.
I have to defend myself. Let me talk.
All right, did you or did you not say that you were going to have Aunt and I arrested?
I did not say that.
Okay.
Ever.
How does Rick know? I did not ever push anyone. Right, I am not violent.
All right.
I have to laugh about it because I don't know where it came from. It's totally
off the
wall.
It came from your alter personality then. Because,
wait, you're talking to Rick now.
Because you even came in front of me, in front of me while we were still doing the contest. The last couple of girls, I think we were down to number 30 or 31, and you were complaining that the other girls were making out, and you said...
Yeah. Wait.
You were just complaining you're going to call security and call the police because of all the things that were going on. Yes, you did. You said it to my face.
I did come up with a couple of the other girls who were complaining along with me, and we did say... We were our only complaint, and I just sent you an email because I couldn't get through on the telephone. Our only complaint was that the lesbian pool was going on while the wet T-shirt contest was going on.
That wasn't what you were saying, honey.
And it was taking
it
away. I wasn't complaining about anything else, and there was nothing said about me suing you guys.
All right.
Now, don't get that impression, please.
All right, Sue.
Is everything cool now?
Yeah, everything's cool. Thank you. Yes.
All right, guys.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Everyone, a bunch of people already on the instant feedback, Joyce from under the console, she wanted to call security on the contest. She was such a liar.
She was saying it right to my face, and she goes, you know, I thought there were rules to this, and the T-shirts, and blah, blah, blah. It's like, what about the boobs? I'm like, hey, you know what? It's our contest, and the girls, if they want to take it up a notch to try and win this thing, that's what they do.
Take it up wherever. All right.
She's lying.
We should take another break. We're going to do one more break on the road show, and then we're moving on to other things today. But a couple more interesting stories to tell, that's for sure.
Ah, yes. What a day.
Keith the Cop is standing by for some reason. We'll see what he wants. 877-692-1027. There's literally, I don't know, hundreds, maybe close to 1,000 pictures now of the road show on WNEW.com, FoundryMusic.com, FoundryMusic.com, music.com, and video clips on FoundryMusic.com. Yep. Check it out.
Nice to meet you. Nice to know me. What's the message? Will you show me? Tell me what you can. How long down now? Now you see it hurts. You and I won't. Yeah, I've been waiting for my Sunday girl.
And we're back with the Opie and Anthony Show. 877-692-1027. Just a few more stories to tell from the road show, and then we'll move on to other things today.
Raw.
We got to talk about Shark Boy and many, many other things.
Yeah.
OJ celebrating a birthday today. The OJ. And then we got to tell everyone about our new idea.
Happy birthday, OJ.
Amy, what's going on?
Hey, I was there on Saturday. I was in the dunk booth.
Oh, you must have been the hot girl in the dunk booth that everyone's talking about.
No, sorry.
Oh.
You got a picture up, though. You can't see it real well. Number 30.
I think that it was taken that way on purpose.
Thank you.
No, I'm just stole.
I can't believe you guys get paid for this.
To do this?
Yeah.
I know. We're kind of surprised ourselves.
I was like, what a job.
Yeah.
All day I'm standing there going, I can't believe they're getting paid for this.
Hey, you'll read it. We don't get paid for what we did Saturday. We just want to do that and hang and party, you know?
Yeah.
There's nothing in it for Aunt and I. Nothing. We didn't pay admission.
No, we didn't charge anything. We just go and do that because it's fun.
Yeah.
Free beer.
Free beer, free sunshine,
women.
Free nudity, free lesbian action.
There you go.
Nice.
You got to wait for the freak box to come out.
And Dickie Betts beating up his wife.
Allegedly.
That's right, allegedly. We don't know for sure. Thanks, Amy.
Okay, look for me in the freak box.
All right.
Bye.
Yeah, that footage is coming out, I don't know, Wednesday. We'll let you know. One half of the retarded Laverne Shirley company. Marion.
Hi, Opie. Hi, Anthony.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, me and Diane had a great time Saturday.
That was a lot of fun. Good.
Hey, Anthony.
Marion, your boobs rest on your hip.
I don't care what they do. Me and Diane did it for the fun of it. We had so much fun.
Well,
I don't care how they... Hey, when you're over 35, that's what happens. But we don't care.
Exactly.
We had a great time.
Well, God bless you.
When are you guys doing?
Anthony was looking at one of your pictures on stage and said, and said that.
Well, because I was dancing. I thought I had a good time.
You just look retarded.
The picture, your face, you got your mouth wide open and you're like jumping around.
Anthony, I don't care. I had a great time.
Well,
I haven't had that much fun in I don't know how long, really. It's
been a while, yeah.
Are any of these pictures like labeled so people know who's who?
I hope so.
We get those complaints all the time.
I'll look later on to see the pictures, but me and Diane, we had a great time.
Marion has the tight blonde perm with the big goofy glasses. And
I had my hair back.
And her body looks like a turnip.
Turnip. She looks like a Jewish rhinoceros.
I'm not Jewish. I'm Irish.
Someone said you look like the...
I had a great time.
What was that email I was reading to you today? She looked like the dwarf or the midget
I don't
from,
care
from
what
Willow.
I look like.
From Willow.
I don't care. I had a great time. Hey,
are
you guys doing another road show in August somewhere or what?
We got a couple ideas we're throwing around.
Because that would be great to do another one on a Saturday somewhere else.
Yeah, wouldn't it?
I mean, hey, let me tell you, I couldn't believe the good time that we had, really.
All right.
It was great.
Thank you, Marion.
And we'll see you, me and Diane will see you guys soon.
Can't wait.
Hey, you know what? She'll be calling you guys.
Thank you. Holy mother of God, that was taking
Hey,
a
this
while.
Guy was backstage with us, Roy. Roy,
hey,
what's up?
What's up, guys?
Hey, man.
Yeah, I got a crazy story.
Okay.
All right, afterwards, we left the show, you know, got something, some room service, hanging out in the room, passed out, you know, 9 o'clock. All of a sudden, 2 o'clock in the morning, I hear a knock on the door, and it's a girl outside. And I'm talking to my friend Joe, and I'm like, you know, what's going on? I thought I was dreaming. We answer the door, and I look. It's this woman out there. She's all disheveled, and she's like, is Vicky in there? Is Vicky in there? And I have no clue. She's some groupie or something. So all of a sudden, I open the door, and she comes in. She sits down. She starts eating, like, our leftovers, starts cleaning up the room, and we realize it's Donna Betts.
It was Dickie's wife?
Dickie's wife. She starts, like, rolling up our camcorder, battery charger and stuff like that. So I realize it's her, and she's like, yeah, you know, Dickie, you know, hate whatever. He's really, I don't know, it's crazy. I'm like, you got to go. We just put it back outside.
Yeah, you don't want to be found with Dickie.
No, Dickie will kick your ass.
It was crazy, dude. I can't believe it. You just at all the rooms in the hotel. We were staying over at the Beirut Marriott.
Yeah.
And
dude, she was asking to be raped.
No.
That is the worst thing you could ever say.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Roy.
All right. Take it easy, guys.
All right, man.
Is this true that Lady Di was backstage crying her eyes out all drunk at the end of the night, saying that she's going to lose her job now if word gets out of what she was doing?
She's always almost losing her job.
Have some confirmations of that, so maybe she'll call.
What type of job does she have, by the way?
She works in a brewery.
Yeah, she works in a brewery.
Retired Laverne and Shirley.
She bottles beer, just like the real Laverne and Shirley.
Yeah, they don't want any fat, unsexy women in a brewery. That would just kill us.
Keith.
What's going on, fellas?
Keith the cop, everyone.
What's doing?
What's up?
You know, all I can say is, what else is Psycho Mark going to do to me?
What do you mean?
He already destroyed your pool liner.
He destroyed my pool last week.
Yeah.
Here we are at the road show. He comes up to me. He goes, I got to get something in the car. I got to get something in the car. So I give him the keys to my car, my brand new car, no less. And he didn't tell me what he was getting in the car was his F on.
He brought a girl to your car?
He's in the car.
Yeah.
In the back of the car. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, where the hell did Mark go? And there he is in the back of the car. I see the heads going up and down and everything. I'm like, Jesus Christ. I haven't even had sex in my new car yet.
Oh, no, it's your new car.
Brand new Lexus.
The Lexus.
Of Manhattan.
And your brand new Lexus.
From Lexus of Manhattan. And, I know how to play the game. But anyway, it's a special thing to have sex in your car the first time. And now every time I get in the car, I have to think of Psycho Mark having sex in the back of my car. After he got thrown out of the trailer trying to have sex.
Psycho Mark?
Yeah, Keith, you got to get a bigger car.
Psycho Mark, you were really banging a girl in Keith's car?
No comment, but I wasn't getting anything useful out of the car.
Earl, yes, Black Earl in the studio?
He definitely got some very quick action in the van.
Because Earl was watching, some kind of pervert, looking in the window and spanking it.
I left. All right, I went back. By the time I came back, they said, guys up front was like, yeah, the van was bobbing up and down.
And it was like, and then it lasted about 30 seconds, and then they left.
Psychomar.
What?
How many places did you have sex in the backstage area?
Couple.
They were going to rip him out of the trailer.
So is it true you had sex in the... Wait, let's go over this. Is it true you had sex in the trailer, Psycho Mart?
Yes.
Is it true you had a little sex in the Opie and Anthony Wow van?
A little bit, yeah.
And is it true that you had lots of sex in the back of Keith's brand new Lexus from Lexus of Manhattan?
Ding, ding, ding. You are correct, sir.
I know who it was, though.
Yeah, but how about Earl, though? Earl's walking around with his back hurt because all of a sudden he hurt himself and then, you know... Can't go anywhere.
What, bending over so you get a better view of Psycho Mark having sex?
I don't know. What were you doing watching?
I left. I didn't want no part of it.
So you saw Psycho Mark having sex?
No. I had the keys to the van. He goes, can you let me into the van?
And I'm like, several perverts that work at the station out there running in. Hey, you going to watch Mark out in Keith's car? It was several of you guys.
It was not me.
Damn. Anyone have video of Psycho Mark having sex in Keith's car?
We almost had it. Devotee almost had it.
Oh.
It didn't come through.
Look at Psycho Mark.
Joy.
Yeah, but you know what the bad thing is? I'll give a little hint for the people who are at the road show. How do you get the hair of a Shetland pony out of the back seat of the car?
Oh, no. Be nice.
I'm being nice. Keith, but everybody will get the reference.
Keith, were there any strays?
Did Keith mention what he did to me before he picked me up for the road show?
Hold on. We'll get to that in a second. I got to back up. Keith, are you trying to say that Psycho Mark had sex with the girl with the 70s Earth Mama Muff?
I wouldn't want to come right out and, I say anything.
But Chewbacca.
What did not go good in the back of the car?
Psycho Mark.
I'll treat the fist like Pedro Guerrero.
All right, so what happened with Psycho Mark before the road show? I heard you guys had him arrested.
We played a little joke on Mark earlier on in the day.
What happened?
Because when the whole thing happened with the pool, and I discussed it with Ben and
that's Mark another called, party a couple weeks ago. Sure, Keith's right, party.
And Mark called me. Oh, I'm gonna, don't worry, I'll pay for it. And then he called Ben back. Ask Keith. I'm not paying nothing.
That's not true.
Yeah, come on.
Wait, Stinky's in here to confirm something. Stinky.
I was there when Mark got arrested.
This Saturday morning before the road show. So what happened?
Well, we played a little trick on Mark. I told Ben, I said, listen, I owe Mark for a couple things now from the past. I says, call me, let me know what he's wearing. So he calls and gives me a description, and he tells me, he went into this bagel store, he went here, he went there. So I called my friends, and I said, listen, go by. This guy's sitting in the... Go by. Get out of the car. Tell him that some lady came up to him and said... this guy fit Mark's description, got into a fight with her in the bagel store. And Mark said, yeah, go F yourself, you see, and pulled out his junk and waved it around a little bit.
Which I would have done it in a normal day.
And I said, if he drops my name, I said, don't, you don't care about nothing. So finally, they get him and everything. And the first thing out of Mark's mouth, of course, is...
I know Keith the cop.
Like, so
I got
many
PBA
times
cards.
In the past.
Wait, so Stink, you were there when Psycho Mark got arrested?
Yeah, Ben ditches us to go into Starbucks, and we're sitting in the park, and I see the cop car pull up, and I'm like, oh. And I really wanted to say something to Mark, but I'm like, it's already too far in. And they come over, and they're like, is this the guy? And they ID him, and they're like, yeah, the shirt. They're like, come with me. They pull him out of the park, start talking to him. He's like getting all nervous.
Well, what happened was, too, Mark came out of the bagel store. He's like, we got to get out of here. He got in a fight with some black guy in the bagel store to start this whole thing.
Gee, what a surprise.
Was, like, wondering what's
wrong. We had a reason to think that the cops would come to get him, like these guys called the cops on him.
I heard you were a little scared, Mark.
Well, I had gotten a fight with this crack addict who came in the bagel store, and he's asking a bagel. I go, yo, man, give me a bagel. And then he looks to me. He's like, yo, man, give me a Coke. And I'm like, get the F out of here. He's like, what did you say to me, motherfucker? And I was like, get out of my face, So, sure enough, he runs outside grabbing all his Coke, crack addict buddies. I'm like, man, we better get out of here. They're going to stab one of us.
He had his posse with him?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he had all his crack posse with him, with the hair up and all that. So I thought for sure that he had gone to the cops and reported.
Oh, yeah, he's going to go to the cops. No, they'll just kill you.
No kidding. He's about to go to the cops.
Wow.
So I was off guard, and then sure enough, when the cops pulled up and said that I exposed myself to some woman, I'm like, well, it sounds like me, but it wasn't.
It sounds like something I do. Hey, Psychomark, a lot of people want to know if you got the 2-point anal conversion in Kate's car.
Oh. No comment on that.
He didn't have the machete with him to clear the path.
Oh, Anthony, not nice.
All right, hold on. We're going to add a third person to this conference call here. It's Liz, the wet T-shirt contest winner,
who was friends with the girl
that Mark was with.
Guys, I've been wondering since Saturday afternoon where the hell Megan had disappeared to for a couple of hours there. And I think I just figured it out because I couldn't find Mark either.
Well,
I'm a little mad at my best friend because apparently she didn't tell me everything that happened that day.
Supposedly she had sex in the trailer, the WoW van, and Keith's brand new car. Anywhere else, Mark, that we're forgetting?
No. No. Thanks.
I don't even know what to say. Oh, my God.
Okay, terrific.
Jesus.
All right, we're going to let everyone go. Thanks, Liz.
All right,
have a good day.
Thanks, Keith.
Bye, stay in touch with yourselves.
All right, Mac.
Okay,
there he goes. What a life. Phil, what's up?
Hey, guys, just want to thank you. I had a great time at the road show.
Yeah.
You guys both took pictures with me. I was the burnt rock lobster, the Italian guy red that I couldn't even move.
Everyone
sunburnt,
was so like
burnt.
Crazy. You should see everyone around here today, man.
Yeah, and I was backstage after the show with Anthony. I met him after the show. Had a good time there. We had alcohol, rum and coke, sort of things to go.
That's it.
You know, and just want to thank you guys. You're real nice. And that girl, Summer, wow.
Yeah.
Was she nice or what?
Yeah, Summer was the blonde with the really big
boobs. She was gorgeous, guys.
Yeah, there's a lot of pictures of her on WNAW.com, FoundryMusic.com, pictures everywhere.
He sounds like he's still recuperating.
All right,
Phil,
thank you. Dennis.
Yeah.
Hey.
Who's it?
Dennis.
Yeah.
Hey.
Dennis?
Yeah.
I'm going to cut my losses. Let's move on. Dave, you're next on the Opie and Anthony Show. What's up?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, I was the guy twisting his sack.
You were the guy twisting the junk in the freak box?
In the freak box.
How do you do that?
You know, I have a really big, like, low-hanging sack, and on a day when it's exceptionally warm, it hangs really low. And I can just twist that mother around like there's no tomorrow.
How many times?
I can't remember how many times I went because I had way too many Mike's Hard Lemonades at that point.
Wow.
Which they ran out of way too early, by the way.
They ran out within the first hour. They were sponsoring the thing. Rumor has it they brought 20 cases for over 4,000 people.
Dude, they should have had a lot more.
Yeah.
But I just was twisting and twisting, and when I came out, I got a nice standing O from a lot of people.
A lot of people talking about that.
Oh. Yeah, you know, I'm surprised you guys didn't mention the first part of the act where there was somebody beating on my sack with bottles. it's all on there, man. And you can see my, like, I'm not afraid to show my face. I'm this wacky, bald-looking guy, and I just went nuts in there. And
just went nuts.
And you know, it was sack bongo.
You know, for the next road show, we might have to have you do that. If we could get, like, the big screen working.
Well, you know, I would
that'd
love
be funny.
To do that.
That'd be really fun.
But now the weather's got to be right, though, for this opening.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's true.
I'll do it a pick. You know, I'll put hot packs down my pants.
Yeah, we'll figure something out.
Can we tie your sack to the back of Keith's Lexus while Mark bangs a fat chick in it?
Dave, hold on, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, we should take a break. Okay.
Good time had by all.
Yeah, we got to talk about Shark Boy. We'll revisit the road show as the day goes on, but
they're calling him Shark Boy.
Yeah, that's an amazing story. We'll get into it next.
It's
an amazing
horrible story.
Also, Anthony.
Yeah.
Our new idea.
Yeah.
We'll give you the details on Battle Crips.
Battle Crips.
Battle Crips.
Stay tuned.
What a great name for something. Battle Crips.
It's called inclusion, Opie. We're all about inclusion here on this show. Doesn't matter. Afflictions, mental retardation. You're included here on the Opie and Anthony Show. Your family.
We'll explain Battle Crips to you all next. We're going to go to the FU line, Anthony. The FU thing has become an all-week feature.
There's too many for just Friday now. So, every day if you want to vent, call the FU line.
And what is the FU line? What's the number? Anyone know?
They can get it right off the website at WNAW.com.
All right, cool. Wait, hold on. Hold on. All right, hit it. No, hold on. Ready?
Hey, thanks for calling, and here's the Opie and Anthony FU line.
Yeah, this is John the Trucker. This is just a big F you out to those two a-holes who beat that Jersey City cop over the head because they just said that they're going to take him off life support, which basically means they killed the guy over fireworks. F-ing ass. I hope they rot in hell. You guys are going to die. F you.
Next message.
I'd like to give a big, giant F you to that fat whore that was 300 pounds. I couldn't get out of her car door without slamming her car door to my f***ing brand new car. F*** you, you fat bitch.
Next message.
I want to say F you to my husband, who we just got home from our honeymoon, and when I got the pictures developed, he took pictures of the naked women on the beach in Aruba as soon as I walked away. And I didn't find out about this till I got the pictures developed.
End of message.
Back with the Opie and Anthony Show, toll free 877-692-1027. Checking out some Linkin Park, Crawling. And Mike Shinoda from Linkin Park is on the line, wants to say hi to us, Anthony.
Hey,
Mikey, what's up?
Hey, guys.
What's happening?
How are you, bro?
Good. That song sucks, huh?
I love that song. you guys made a pretty damn good album, my
Thank
friend.
You. Thank you very much, guys.
One Step Closer, we love. Crawling, In the End's getting some play.
Ooh.
Nice.
That's great.
Right? Look at that. You're getting airplay and stuff.
Oh, cool.
And
the only reason we do it is so we can get on the radio and say ridiculous things.
Well, you can say whatever the hell you want on our show. We were just talking about our road show for the last hour and a half. We had lesbians and all sorts of debauchery this past Saturday.
Excellent.
I'm sure it pales in comparison to Ozfest.
I know. I'm telling a rock star about what we do on the weekends.
Are you a rock star yet, or you still got to spend a few more years in the trenches?
Oh, am I?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I don't really have anything against it. I just I'm trying to be a normal human being at this point.
Good luck.
Yeah, it's working out pretty well, surprisingly. I think you guys would be surprised. However, it's really fun because we're on obviously the tour is absolutely insane. I mean, any tour where Kobe Dick can pee on your bassist and get away with it is pretty much
that's pretty good
in the process there. Actually happened. We were on Taproot's bus for their guitarist Mike's birthday.
Yeah.
And Kobe decided it would be really funny when he was in the bathroom to open the door and let it loose on whoever was standing there. And that happened to be Phoenix. Phoenix has vowed revenge.
See, that's rock star stuff.
It's going to be sick, man.
It's only going to get sicker for you guys.
I've got all kinds of ideas for how he can get that guy back.
Like? You want to share?
Hell no, dude.
No?
Cleveland steamer.
No, just keep the suspense going. You're going to have to listen to the news.
Throwing feces like a monkey.
Well.
That'd help.
That is a possibility. Now, that'd be disgusting.
You guys are doing it?
The thing is, Kobe's already got a peeing fetish, so we start throwing feces, and I don't want to know what's going to happen to him. He's going to get all interested in that, and then we're going to have a bigger problem.
We got another guy in the studio, Jim Norton, who's into that whole urine thing, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm another guy, though.
That's kind of gross.
It is gross.
It's not gross.
You know who called us? Zach Wilde. He wants to come in and challenge any one of us to a
golden shot contest.
A golden shower shot contest.
What?
That's what they say.
Golden? Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Will Zach do it?
That's ridiculous.
Zach Wilde will do it. He wants to challenge any one of us to a golden shower shot contest.
I'll pass.
Jim, you in?
I don't have a contest, but I would drink one and toast him because he's great. I would toast all the great work he did.
Yeah, Jim Norton, a huge Black Sabbath fan.
Well, he was with Ozzy solo for 10 years. Phenomenal, Zach.
Well, yeah, but you like the Oz as well.
Oh, yeah.
So you guys are playing Ozfest in Philadelphia tonight?
No, it's all about a rumor.
Have you done your set yet? Because
we're going to go on stage in like an hour.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Any good stories to tell from Ozfest?
Well, that one, I kind of let my best one out already.
That's a very good one.
You don't have any good Ozzy stories?
That's my favorite one.
Everyone's got an Ozzy story.
I wonder if I have any more. Let me think real
quick. Well, do you get to hang with Ozzy? Do you have any good Ozzy stories?
You know what? We haven't. And it's not that he won't hang out with anybody. It's just that we haven't been in the same place at the same time. I've seen his son, Jack, around a lot, and Jack's real cool.
Yeah.
Real nice guy.
Know what's funny about his son? His son thinks Ozzy's like the biggest nerd.
Really?
Yeah, when you see all the behind the musics and then things like that, his son just rides Ozzy so bad.
Dude, you know what? Those guys are all real cool. Everything's been great on this tour. We've had a good time. It's funny, too, because it's obviously like a real metal tour.
Yeah.
And we haven't done a metal tour before.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, I mean, our band is just kind of a mix of all these different things. And, like, we've done hip-hop shows, we've done rock shows, and everything in between, like some more electronic type of things, some stuff with some DJs. And then all of a sudden we're out here and we're like, whoa, this is, we didn't think it would be this different, but it's pretty cool. Like, I think the response has been real good, and we've had a lot of fun, so.
That is very,
bring it
very
on.
Cool. Right on, man.
What about the ladies?
The ladies?
Throwing themselves at you?
You know what?
Yeah, are you gonna?
I think there's something wrong with us, guys.
Why?
Because the ladies don't like us.
Just stop.
They don't.
Come on.
They don't. The guys don't like us. The ladies don't like us. It's BS, dude.
You're doing something wrong. If
I am.
Getting the good tail.
Oh, sweet. Elias likes us from Nonpoint.
Yeah.
we have a friend.
Yeah.
All good.
It
All
seems right. like every guy, though, in a band. I mean,
yeah,
come
the
on.
Bands. See, the bands are okay with each other, and then you go out there. I mean, they'll be into the music. The kids like the music, but nobody likes the band. Come on now.
No, you're just
look
not
at the rest.
They,
right. None of us like. Well, I guess Chester kind of takes his shirt off and stuff.
I was gonna say, you know, how does it work? I mean, does Chester get all the?
But Chester doesn't have like a six pack or anything.
Yeah, but he's
kind of got a little gut, you know.
But he's,
we all got a little gut.
Yeah, but what's the order? Because he's the main vocalist, so he probably gets the hottest chicks. And then what happens?
Well, he's married.
Oh, so.
Oh,
okay,
man.
So strike that one.
All right. So who gets him after Chester?
Well, then the rest of us all have girlfriends, so strike the rest of us.
Oh, boy.
So then you got our crew.
How many times have you thought to yourself on the tour bus, why couldn't I, you know, make it in this band when I was single?
then I would be like 15, and I'd be bummed because I'd be a mental wreck, you know what I mean?
Oh, she's there for your stability? Isn't that nice? Do the girls tour with you and stuff? Or do you
What's
leave
that?
Them? Do the girls with you, or do you leave them at home?
They come out as much as possible, actually, but they pretty much all have, like, lives of their own, you know what I mean? They have jobs and stuff.
Yeah, they come
and,
out
like,
as much as possible
can, like,
to keep an eye on you. You guys are all sitting around like, oh, when
it's
are they,
cool, though,
when
cause some
when
of them,
are they going
some
home?
Of them are, like, teachers. A couple of the girls, like, teach, so they're real in tune with the young kids, and we always have a lot of fun with that. And then, like, my girlfriend works at, like, a music publicity company, so she's, like, you know, she's involved in music all the time and bands all the time, so that's real. Like, she's always, we have a lot of the same interests, in other words.
Do they still look at you like you're just playing with your friends?
Yeah, they absolutely do.
It's like, no, like, we got a really good gig. This is, yeah,
why don't you get a job?
Yeah, no, you don't understand.
Get a job.
We're starting to make it, though. Yeah, yeah, sure you are.
When are you guys going to be successful?
Yeah.
When did you
this
stop?
This is BS. Go get a job behind a desk like a real man.
Hey, Mike, when did you stop moving your own equipment?
About the end of the year, last year.
Isn't that like the turning point?
Yeah, that was a huge deal.
It's like, well, I don't have a hand truck in the snow humping my own crap out of a club.
Oh, God, man.
Nice.
You know what? We were just in Philly. I mean, we were staying near South Street.
Yeah.
And I just got the craziest flashbacks of this one time when we were touring in an RV at that point, driving ourselves around, you know, moving around our own equipment. We had one crew member, and she was, like, our tour manager, and she wasn't even, like, she had so much to do, she wasn't even tour managing. Like, there was, the amount of work that was on her plate was way too much for her to do, so she was just a wreck, and we were doing half the stuff. And with all that said, having to do, like, 10 shows in a row and, like, move our own equipment and not get any sleep plus drive ourselves around, we got into the gnarliest fight in Philadelphia. We've never gotten into a fight like that.
Band
we
fight.
Were, I mean, like, people were ready to knock each other out and crap, and it was just, obscene. And that's what can happen if you guys have to, like, load your own stuff and drive yourself around enough with no sleep.
She was like the chick from Spinal Tap, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Janine.
All right, Mike.
Yeah, it would have been worse if we were opening for the puppet show, huh?
Yeah. Cool, Mike.
All right, Mike, we'll let you go. You got to get ready for for your set at Ozfest at the Tweeter Center in Philadelphia today.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, thanks for checking in real fast.
Yeah, it's been great. Thanks a lot for having me, you guys.
All right, man.
Cool.
There he goes, Mike Shinoda of Linkin Park.
Playing Ozfest.
Dude, when did Zach call in? When did Zach Wild call in?
Zach called, I don't know, today or or last week. Oh. Someone is calling you a puss if you don't do the shot contest with Zach Wilde.
No, I don't know about how many I can drink. I mean, I don't do it as a beverage. I do it because I hate myself. I mean, that's why.
Hey, Doug, what's going on?
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
Norton, I'm a big fan of yours, but you're a big, dirty, hairy one if you don't do it as shot.
That's how you know you're big.
You're supposed to be this big, outrageous guy, and you're wussing out. Oh, I'll do a toast to you.
I'm not an outrageous guy. I'm just me. I tell the truth on the air. I never claim.
You're not wacky, Jim.
Butterscotch, that's a true story, though.
I'm not saying it's not, but you put the butterscotch pudding. You won't do a few shots of urine.
And it's private. It's a private thing for Jim, I think.
Yeah, but right, you don't whack my bag drinking with Zach Wilde. You don't
the
understand.
The Godfather doesn't ask the second favor if you don't do the first. Have a nice day, guys.
All right.
That's funny. They peed on Sonny on the causeway.
can we get Zach Wilde on the phone? Why not?
He's not available.
Ah. He's only available when?
When in chat.
Why isn't he available for a quick call just to see what, you know?
I mean, I'll call, but they probably won't even call me back today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I give it a shot. I want to see what it... You know, he wants to do a shot contest. A golden shower shot contest.
Hey, awesome. Since Mike from Linkin Park was on our show, does that mean the rock station here in New York isn't going to play their song anymore?
Yeah. Abercrombie and Fitch Midget. I sent out an all-points bulletin.
Yeah, we hear tell of some memo that went out to record companies that if any rock acts that they play on their station... appear here on this show, they will not play their song. Could you see them not playing Linkin Park?
One of the hottest albums of the whole year.
Sure. They'll stop playing them.
Yeah. Right. And we're supposed to be one happy family, and he's now, you know, going to all the record companies telling them, you know, make sure they don't put their bands on our show.
Good luck to you.
Yeah, we'll see how this one plays out. Steve... Tony, what's going on?
Hey. I tell you what, I thank you guys a million because you made us $1,000 on Saturday for the Power Project.
Oh, really?
In the dunk tank. Yeah, we cleared $1,000.
Oh, right on.
And I tell you what, it was fantastic. The girls were fantastic. I tell you what, you couldn't see that at SeaWorld when they were in the water. They put on a great performance.
That's what I heard.
Oh, girls in the dunk tank, too, were putting on a...
Yeah, that was on another side of the venue.
I missed that whole thing, so...
Oh, it was amazing. We'd walk up to girls, we'd say what we're doing, they'd come in the tank, and then they all of a sudden, they're putting a performance on.
Yeah, you guys had a pretty big crowd around the dunk tank.
Oh,
booth,
we
so.
Did. And also, you know, I have to thank the public servants there, the police and fire. Fantastic guys out there. Really, really helped us out. You know, it was great.
Cool.
It was great. I really thank you. I'd love to do it again. Your people, your listeners are the best.
Yeah, we'll do it again, Tony.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Jim Norton's friend, H-Bomb. You know an H-Bomb, Jim?
Not by that name, but probably by another name.
H-Bomb.
Yo.
What's up?
Hey, my name's Henry.
Henry, what's up?
Oh, hey, what's up, man? Yeah, I remember you.
From Cook.
Oh, yeah, I know exactly who you are. How you doing, buddy?
Don't talk about that experience.
Hey, just say,
I didn't know it was a baby.
Don't do it.
You don't want him to do the golden shower shot thing?
You never know, Jim.
No, I'll do one.
Do one?
Set it up. What the hell?
Golden shots.
All right, Henry, thank you.
Golden shot, man.
Hey, we got to talk about our...
Henry, we got to go, okay?
We got to talk about our new contest we want to do.
How many shots of the head did that guy take?
Henry's a maniac.
Yeah, we do have to talk. I just got to get this one last call on. Chris, what's up?
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey.
Rick is the gayest.
Why?
We have footage of him dancing backstage to Britney Spears. He's like nodding his head and lip syncing.
No way.
Yeah,
dude,
we
really?
Got, Yeah, because we were right in the
front. The audience knew the song, stupid.
Wait a minute. Were you actually dancing, though, and lip-syncing?
No, I was standing back on the stage, bobbing his head, lip-syncing.
Yeah. Well, it was like talking to somebody else in between. He was, like, singing, you know.
You better not even pick your nose.
Hold on, Chris.
Yeah.
You got to bring that footage to the
stage. Yeah, how do I get the footage to you?
Just show up.
Show up with the footage?
Yes.
You got it.
All right.
Where is it? What's the address? Do I get it?
Yeah, hold on, hold on.
All right.
I got to see that.
It's not going to be much. You're going to be disappointed.
No.
All we need is 5 seconds.
No, we won't be disappointed. Hey, you loop that, and it's an hour long.
That's right. That stupid thing I said Friday was only 2 seconds long.
Oh,
priceless. So
it's all I ought to hear.
You don't like the condoms when Opie uses them on you?
Yeah, right. That's exactly what was said.
That's what happens,
jackass.
You want to talk about our new... We have two new ideas.
Yeah.
We're bringing back the teen concept.
Teen's always a plus. Put the word teen in front of anything, it makes it so much better.
We're going to have another teen party, and I think we're going to take the next teen party out to the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe get a charity involved and get a lot of money.
Yeah, get a charity involved. We can't give this money away.
We could get a charity for this one.
Like blood money.
It's called Teen Squeegee.
Teen Squeegee. Squeegee.
Why not? I mean, squeegee. The just homeless squeegee. Guys used to squeegee your windshields.
Mm-hmm.
And the mayor kicked them out of town. We want to do teen squeegees.
Teen squeegee. See how we could totally F up traffic.
Well, we really want to just hit the streets.
Yeah.
With teens. You know, we can maybe do that.
With their little squeegee buckets.
They just pop up all over the tri-state area with their little buckets of soap water.
And their little squeegees.
And their little half shirts with no bras on. As they reach over your windshield to squeegee it.
And if they're on the rag, they'll drop a clot on the window.
Jesus.
God damn, that's awful.
That is really, really funny.
Dare to dream, Jim. Dare to dream.
So, teen squeegee.
Teen squeegee.
It may turn out to be a teen car wash.
Yeah, well, why not? You ever pass by the high schools and you see that happening sometimes? Don't you want to stop?
I've never passed by. I always stop.
You always stop?
Always, yes.
How do you stop when you got your chick in your car, though? Hey, I think I want to pull into the teen girl high school car wash thing. No, I could really. The car's a little dirty. I know there's a car wash here. I could pay and get it done in 5 minutes very professionally. But for some reason, I want to pull in this high school parking lot.
But we're going to make it much better. They'll all be teen girls. They'll all be wearing half shirts. And they'll all be wearing no bras.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. You're going to love it.
So we gotta find a place for the teen car wash. And we could have the girl squeegeeing there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Mitch, what's up?
Do you want my wallet now? Should I just mail it in?
you wanna get your car squeegeed?
Dude, that's amazing. Just tell me where and when. I'll be there.
Teen backdoor munching.
I mean teen squeegee. Why would I was thinking something else was in my head. Mitch is in. Mitch is totally in. George, what's going on?
Yeah, there's one little flaw with this teen squeegee. I think it's a great idea, but what about the riots of angry wives and girlfriends? They're going to beat the crap out of us.
Well, you guys got to deal with your chicks.
All I said, after you leave the teen car wash, you better, like, pull over somewhere and throw mud all over your car.
So, she's an effing maniac. All right, later, bro.
Imagine you come home in a squeaky clean car and your wife's a fan of this show as well.
Two nip prints on your window.
Where did this come from? What?
And if your wife opens her mouth, you take care of her like Dickie Betts. That's the way you shut up a mouthy broad. I said, flash.
I don't know why she was surprised that Dickie might have taken a swipe at her. You're wearing a hat like Dickie Betts is wearing. That just spells wife beater, you know? And I'm sorry for our audience down there in Dallas. But you're wearing that cowboy hat? God damn, you're punching girls in the face.
Christy.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing much. What's going on with you guys?
You're the girl they were talking about in the dunk booth?
I believe so.
Yeah, what were you doing in there?
I was doing a little bit of everything.
Yeah, getting completely naked and stuff.
No, not completely naked, but pretty close.
Yeah. Well, you raised a lot of money for a good charity.
I did, huh?
Yeah.
Good. That's
See, people say we don't do anything for charity, Anthony.
What's the charity?
Yeah, but it's so disgustingly twisted the way we get money for charity.
Speaking of twisted, it was for muscular dystrophy.
What?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Can we get one of those kids and dunk him? Pay $5, dunk a kid. How great would that be?
Oh, my
funny,
God.
Funny you should say that. We should seg into Battle Crips in just a second here.
Yes, Battle Crips.
Christy, thank you for helping us out.
You're quite welcome.
Okay. So we got to find a place to do teen car wash. That will happen somewhere out there.
Do you get your money back at the teen car wash if they leave a slug trail across your windshield?
They'll squeegee that off for you.
I was attacked by snails.
We should just find, like, the biggest parking lot and just have just teens everywhere washing cars for charity.
This could be the biggest teen event we've done.
Yeah.
We need lots of teen girls.
Let's go to Giant Stadium and take over the parking lot for the afternoon.
Let's do it in January, and if you pay extra, you can whip the back of their cold legs.
And no abducting the teens. We're going to count them and make sure we end with the same amount we had.
That's right.
Because we won't know. Come here, wash. Could you wash out my back seat?
Funny.
A little duct tape and a ball peen hammer, you're in.
Rich, what's up?
Hey. O&A, what's happening?
All right.
Hey, listen, you know it's illegal to have squeegees in New York City.
We don't
care. It's like
care.
Your little voyeur bus.
Well, that's why we're going to do it in a big parking lot somewhere.
A big park. Get out of New York. Hey, go do it in the go do it in Paramus.
All right.
They love you guys over there.
We'll figure it out, Rich. Thanks.
No, sweetie, I went to the regular car wash. I know O&A were doing the teen car wash today, but... Oh, there's body glitter on my bumper? No, I have no idea where that came from. I think I hit a child. The body glitter will give you away, man, every time.
Joe, what's going on?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
After this little event, your good rapport with police will be gone. They will need so many guys for traffic control.
Mm. Nah, the cops love us.
They'll be getting the cruisers washed.
Right.
All right.
Whip, woo. Yeah, they'll love it. All right, Joe.
All right, later.
We got to take a break. And we'll give you the other idea. Yes.
Battle Crips.
Battle Crips. Details next as we go to break, John Valby.
Stand up and cheer for girls who give We'll bring back your limp junk right from the dead. They've got knee pads on their slips and plenty of chapstick for their lips. Some like the cornhole, some like the screw, but I like the ones who'll slurp out my spit or swallow. I don't care as long as her head is there. At the end of the month, most girls will agree it's time for a little tonsil hockey. When your big slap her chin, you'll know that you can't get much more in. So stand up and cheer for the girls in this bar. The ones who suck junk, they know who they are. Later on, when we're pumping goo, we'll know who they are too.
God, are we still on the air?
As you
You're checking out the Opie and Anthony Show. 877-692-1027. Lots going on today.
My God.
We got a new idea. Teen car wash, teen squeegee. We're looking for a place to do that.
And, of course, teens.
Yeah, we'll have more details as the week goes on, hopefully. I'd love to do this next week. Why wait?
I know.
Let's just do it.
Let's get the girls, get some soap, and we got a gig.
Also, I don't know, 300 to 400 pictures up on WNEW.com from our roadshow that we did this Saturday.
Videos.
In Beirut. Also go to foundrymusic.com for footage of our roadshow, FOUNDRYmusic.com. We share with our listeners as much as possible, right, Anthony?
Absolutely.
Also on WNEW.com, we're down to 5 finalists in the Moms I'd Like to F contest. Down to 5 ladies. We need you guys to all vote once again at WNEW.com or FoundryMusic.com. Vote for your favorite mom you would like to F. We will announce the winners on Wednesday. On Wednesday's show.
Let's get the mom thing over with so we can get back to teens.
That's right. All right, Battle Crips. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
People are like getting pretty pissed that we've been talking about this but not saying what it is.
It's an idea we're going to develop outside the studio door, and if it's successful, we're going to bring it to a club near you in the near future.
I'd like to do it here.
No, we're going to do it here.
First.
That's what I mean.
Test it out.
Yeah, we're going to test it out, get, you know, go for a little test drive.